starting the next session 5 minutes early. So to give our next speaker, Visarion Fiskipoulos.
Fiskipoulos. It's
okay. Okay, apologies. No, that's a hard name for me to say. Just to give him 5 more minutes because it's a really in-depth talk, which is basically velocity sampling efficiently from high dimensional distribution. So over to you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, so today I will try to present this topic. I will give some brief background and then I will present the software that we have. So let's start of understanding the title. So what is a distribution? A distribution in, let's say, two-dimensional spaces, we can have a Gaussian distribution. So for example, here the points are a Gaussian distribution. And we would like to study truncated distribution. So you have points on the plane that are in Gaussian, and then you want to truncate with some shape. This shape can be convex or non-convex, or linear, non-linear. So here we have just a polygon. So another distribution, so this is in one dimension. We can have a function. This is a function that describes the distribution, which is, we call it log concave. And then we want to sample points. We truncate this distribution, and we want to sample points from minus 1 to 1. And this is the histogram that we compute. So imagine these objects in with more variables, then we have a high dimensional distribution, and we want to sample from this. So what is the main these are the objects that we want to study, and the problem is that we want to sample from this distribution. So let's say that you want to compute points. If you have a uniform distribution, you have a polygon, and you want to compute points. This is a simple example. You want to compute points that are filling your polygon. So apart from being a fundamental problem in mathematics and computer science, this sampling is a building block for if you want to do Monte Carlo integration and volume computation. So why is this interesting? Because there are many, many applications. So for example, in Bayesian inference, when you want to estimate parameters that have constraints, so the constraints now is this truncation that we saw, your polygon gives your constraints. Or if you want to do constraint optimization, this is a well-known example is linear programming. So you have a polytope and you want to optimize a function over there. Another area of application is in finance. In finance, we have when you have portfolios or you play stocks, then you have constraints. So constraints come from some market of, or constraints of constraints over the portfolios. There can be probabilities. And another application is in computational biology. So in metabolic networks, when you want to study the metabolism of organisms, then interestingly, you can model it with a high-dimensional polytope. This is a high-dimensional example of a polygon. And then the biologists want to sample from there, from some distribution. And this gives some information about the organism that you want to study the metabolism. So for finance and biology, I will give certain examples. I hope that this will be more clear in the next next slide. So if we have a simple object, a simple geometric object like a triangle, or in higher dimensions we call it a simplex, or we have a hypercube, then it's easy to sample from there. We know how to sample. And you can do it also in high dimensions. So there are formulas for this. You just evaluate the formula and you have your points. But assume that you have something, a more strange shape. One way to sample from it is to compute a bounding box and then sample from the bounding box and say, okay, I will sample from the bounding box and then see how many points fall inside my object that I want to sample. Okay, in 2D this is fine, right? So you sample points, all these red and green points, and say, okay, how many points are the green ones, how many points are all of them, and then you can estimate the volume of your unknown object, or you can sample from it. It's the same problem. Okay, this shape in after a few dimensions, so if you draw this in 15 dimensions, you will not be able to compute a green point. You will sample from the box, and all points are red. Okay, so in high dimensions, we have to do something more clever if we want to sample from this unknown shape. Okay, and the solution to this is random walks. What's a random walk? You have a point inside your convex set, or the set that you want to sample from, and then you can move to a neighboring point, and you continue this procedure for many steps. Okay, so this can be analyzed as a Markov chain. I will skip all the details about analysis and if this chain converges or not. But just as a general idea, a random walk is computing points like walks inside your polytope. Okay, and the two examples here is this is a two-dimensional polygon, but you can do this also in non-convex shapes, non-linear shapes that are convex. You can also do it in non-convex shapes. Okay, so let me now give